This is Stephen Colbert from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, July 6, 2020. Today's going to have some patchy fog in the early morning, but otherwise expect a bright hot day with a high near 89. Tonight should see a drop to around 72. The rest of the week is going to linger in the low 90s with a 30 to 40% chance of rain almost every day. The number of coronavirus cases in Iowa rose yesterday to 31,243. And the total deaths attributed to coronavirus stand at 721. Saturday reported a record number of new coronavirus cases, even topping the 7-day rolling average. However, new deaths continue to remain low, and yesterday was another day with zero coronavirus deaths. Muscatine is now requiring masks to prevent the spread of coronavirus. As of yesterday, Muscatine County reported 637 cases of the infection, far less than Johnson or Scott County, but also has reported 44 deaths because of the virus, over 5 times more than Johnson and 4 times more than Scott County. The Muscatine Proclamation specifies its police officers can treat violations as a municipal infraction with a penalty of $500. Mayor Diana Broderson hopes that would not be needed. She likened it to people receiving warnings from police when shooting off fireworks illegally. There are exemptions if it interferes with a job, creates a workplace hazard or an unsafe environment, or makes a medical condition worse for the wearer. There were 50 protesters at Muscatine City Hall in opposition to the mandate, disrupting the mayor's speech. You can find this and the rest of our coronavirus coverage at our dedicated coronavirus page, thegazette.com/coronavirus. Kanye West says he's running for president. West announced his intent to run on a Twitter post on Saturday night, instantly going viral, becoming the number one trending term in Twitter in the U.S. It's actually not entirely clear if West is serious or if this is a publicity stunt. He's talked about running for president in the past, but the announcement comes before he's filed any of the appropriate forms with the Federal Election Commission. Child sex abusers will get more prison time under a new Iowa law. 2 new state laws will increase prison time for child sex abuse and for repeat offenders who endanger lives by fleeing police in a high-speed chase. The 2 bills provide penalty enhancements and close a loophole in one of the offenses. The Gazette Daily News updates are brought to you in part by Corridor Careers. Are you looking for a job? CorridorCareers.com is a resource for local job seekers where they can get job tips, sign up for local job alerts, build a resume, and more. Check it out at CorridorCareers.com. That's it for today's update. Be sure to subscribe to the Gazette Daily News podcast or just tell your Amazon Alexa to enable the Gazette Daily News skill, so you can get your daily briefing by simply saying, "Alexa, what's the news?"